Welcome to the special report from fascism to fascism. This is just a series of short observations here about how we went from the crimes against humanity in Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler to crimes against humanity under Tony Fauci, and now the fake Biden administration that is continuing those crimes to use human beings as medical experiments. We've seen this chapter before in history, and just like now, this chapter in World War II was also run by pharmaceutical giants. In that case, back then, it was IG Farben. Today, it's Pfizer, it's Johnson & Johnson, it's Moderna, it's AstraZeneca, it's Merck and other companies. But right now, the big ones in the United States that are running these vaccine experiments on people are Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, with AstraZeneca doing human experimentation all over Europe. Well, and of course, many other countries. But I thought that what came out of the Nuremberg trials was supposed to be a condemnation of the use of human beings for medical experiments. And yet, this is exactly what's happening right now under Fauci. And so that's how we have fascism, which is a term that I first heard from Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who said, we've had enough of the fascism and we're going to reject it. But think about it. These vaccines have never been tested in long-term human trials, so we don't have a record of their safety or efficacy. The creators of these vaccines, the companies that are pushing them, say that they don't prevent infections, they don't halt transmission, all they do is reduce the symptoms of COVID-19 disease. So the vaccines don't work as vaccines are said to work, which is supposed to be reducing transmission, right? And they don't even work in that way, even if they work correctly. And yet people are subjected to all these risks of blood clots now that are killing who knows how many tens of thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands around the world over the next few months. Just blood clots alone. These vaccines are killing people that have very high risks in certain people. And yet we're being told that they're perfectly safe. We're being told that the benefits outweigh the risks. And so let's examine that statement here for a second, because back in Nazi Germany, this is exactly what the Nazi war criminal doctors and scientists may have said to the Jewish prisoners that were being used for medical experiments. They would say, well, it's okay that we experiment on you because the benefits to us outweigh the risks to you. And that's what's happening today. When they say the benefits outweigh the risks, what they mean is the benefits to the drug companies outweigh the risks to you. Now, it's hard to explain this to someone who's already dead. Someone dies from the vaccine, you can't really tell them, oh, don't worry that you're dead. The benefits to the vaccine companies outweighs the risks to you. Sorry you died. You can't say that to them because they're already dead. And they also can't go on Twitter and talk about how they died from the vaccine because they're dead. So part of the way that these medical experiments work today under fascism is exactly the same way medical experiments worked under fascism in the Third Reich, which is they killed the Jews and the dead Jews couldn't testify, could they? Because they were exterminated. Same thing is happening today. People are being exterminated and then they cannot testify about what has happened to them. Now, the other characteristic of fascism is this merging of the state and the corporations. And we have this today under fascism. Same exact thing. We have the shutting down of small and medium-sized businesses that are deemed, quote, non-essential. Sounds like something Adolf Hitler would do. It's non-essential unless you work for us, right? But who benefits? Big business, big corporations, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, you know, Netflix, Google, right? The big box retailers, Walmart stores stayed open, but the small mom and pop store got shut down. Why? Because that's fascism. And these corporations are working for the government. The government says, oh, well, we can't force vaccine passports onto you. But guess what? We'll pressure the corporations to force them upon you. The airlines, the cruise ship companies, right? The retail stores, what have you, the movie theater chains, whatever. They will force the vaccine passports upon you. The sports franchises, you know, the concert venues. So the government doesn't have to. In the same way that these corporations, big tech, are taking away your First Amendment rights, which the government is prohibited from doing, the government uses big tech as a proxy to carry out fascism, to take away your freedoms and liberties, and to put you under the boot of medical tyranny that's enforced by corporations rather than government. But the corporations are really just extensions of government. The corporations are doing the dirty work that the government wants to do because the government is corrupt and evil, but the government can't do it because it's illegal under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you see. So they give corporations legal immunity. Section 230 for the tech companies and the 1986 Vaccine Injury Immunity Act, whatever it's called, for Big Pharma. There you go. You can't be sued if you're a drug company. You can't be sued if you're a tech giant. And then you can carry out the medical experiments and the censorship, and you can violate human rights and violate free speech. And don't worry, Congress has your back. The government has your back because you are carrying out fascism and fascism, frankly, both today, which is exactly what the government wants. That's what we are witnessing. Now, there's something else that has gone on in medical experiments that really indicates crimes against humanity. So take the Tuskegee experiments in the history of America. As part of those experiments, the United States government, I believe it was the federal government that ran these experiments, but if not, it was a partnership with state government, where they told black people that they were getting treatment for their particular conditions, but they withheld treatment because they wanted to study how the disease progressed. Now that is a crime against humanity. And that's just one of the many horrors that has been carried out against human beings by corrupt governments working in conjunction with an evil medical establishment. Understand that the Tuskegee medical experiments were conducted by mainstream doctors, mainstream scientists, people with ties to mainstream academia and pharmaceutical corporations, all right, with the support of government. They were using human beings in America for medical experiments. They withheld treatments that they knew might help them. Well, what do we have today all across America with COVID? We have governments working with corporations to withhold knowledge of treatments that can work, such as vitamin D, budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, you know, many other things. Oleander, right? Things that can work to greatly reduce the risk of hospitalization and deaths from COVID. But those treatments are withheld from the public through this government corporate fascist cooperation to keep people in the dark today, just like they did to Tuskegee prisoners of that medical experiment of the time. So think about today, we are all in the Tuskegee experiment, aren't we? They took that crime against humanity that was focused on black people, and then they expanded it to everybody. Now it's not just black people, it's everybody. It's white people, it's Asian people, it's Latino people, it's everybody. You're all Tuskegee now if you take the vaccine, and they're withholding treatment from everybody. Treatment that they know works. So you have to ask yourself this very important question. How evil are these government officials like Fauci and the head of the FDA, Dr. Birx, and the head of the WHO, and all these doctors that are pushing this, and all these government officials, the governors, and the state health departments, how evil are they to withhold treatments and to withhold information about low-risk, low-cost interventions like vitamin D that could save as many as 4 out of 5 lives from COVID deaths? How evil do they have to be to do that? And the answer is just as evil as the Nazi doctors and the Nazi scientists who ran those medical experiments. And guess what, folks? Nothing has changed except the names of the people involved. All right, so Dr. Joseph Mengele was the Nazi doctor who ran these horrifying medical experiments, you know, throughout the late 1930s and early 1940s and so on. He was a doctor, an MD, and a PhD. Dr. Joseph Mengele. Today, it's just Dr. Tony Fauci. The names have changed, the crimes against humanity have not. It's the same crimes. It's the same horrors. It's the same medical experimentation on human beings, except now multiplied by 1,000. Instead of just killing millions, as they did in the Holocaust, now with the vaccine Holocaust, their goal is to kill billions, 1,000 times larger than what they carried out back then, if they get their way. Same plan, different names, different people. So folks, what you are watching unfold right now under fascism, these are crimes against humanity. And those who are found guilty in a court of law or a war crimes tribunal of carrying out these crimes against humanity must face public hanging to death, as happened after World War II, when those horrific doctors who were found guilty of engaging in those medical experiments were also hanged to death. Now, we don't advocate any kind of acts of vengeance, but rather real justice. If you are carrying out crimes against humanity and you're responsible for the deaths of, potentially millions of people, and you knew what you were doing and you used them for medical experiments, even if it's only two people, if you use two human beings for medical experiments and they died, you deserve to be hanged to death when found guilty. And I don't think that Fauci should get a pass from that. And I don't think that he will. I think that history will eventually turn the corner on this as the death wave comes from the vaccines and as we see the horrors of what has been inflicted upon the human race by these fake scientists and these demons, true demons like Fauci, who are claiming to operate in humanity's best interest but are actually carrying out a mass extermination event against the human race. When all of that comes out, there will be likely no mercy on these people by the courts. We will have to have a post-COVID Nuremberg trial type of thing where these people, these mayors, these governors who destroyed people's lives, who pushed young people into suicide by the thousands with the lockdowns and the dirty, toxic mask mandates and the experimental vaccines that produced a death wave. These people will have to answer for their crimes. And the reason I mention this right now is because I want you to remember who they are. I want you to keep their names. I want you to save the articles of them admitting to their crimes, because once this all turns a corner, there will be a rapid effort for them to cleanse the internet of the evidence of what they did. Just like when the Allies rolled into the Nazi concentration camps and exposed it, suddenly all the Nazi party members who were still living in Berlin or other cities of Germany, they tried to distance themselves. Oh, I wasn't part of the Nazi party. No. We cannot let these people get away with their crimes. So save off the online articles, save web pages to your hard drives. Make lists of names to be investigated, to be submitted to the Nuremberg-style trials that I believe will be coming to our world at some point here. I don't know exactly when, but once the death wave really kicks in, there will be calls for trials, and these people must be brought forth and held to account for their crimes against humanity. Think about how much pressure politically there has been on the justice system to find Derek Chauvin guilty for, they say, killing one man, George Floyd. Well, how many men and women and children has Fauci killed? Where is the justice for those people? Fauci has killed probably millions by now with all of his evil work and his funding of the bioweapons development. He is a true criminal against humanity. What he did is infinitely worse than anything Derek Chauvin could have ever attempted against one man. History will judge these people for their actions, and then God will judge them even more harshly. Fascism must be rejected in all its forms. In the same way that we defeated the fascists of Nazi Germany, we defeated the Third Reich. Our soldiers stormed the beaches, and we launched mortars, and we picked up rifles, and we shot the troops of the Nazi army to shoot them down, to get to Hitler, to take him out and to destroy the infrastructure that was carrying out crimes against humanity. And guess what? Guess who are the allies now? We the people. We the people are the allies. And it's time for us to metaphorically storm the beaches and demand the arrests and the prosecution and the court judgment for these crimes against humanity carried out by people like Fauci. Fascism has no place on planet Earth. It has no place in human civilization. We must reject it with all our courage and all our strength. And we must tell the truth about this mass death wave that's being unleashed upon us. And we must join together and call for real justice against these criminals in the medical and scientific establishment. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.